This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I love the NBA schedule. The Knicks at home last night, I believe, beat the Chicago Bulls. And they flew to Cleveland to play.
Yep.
You had both teams in New York last night.
Yep.
Rather than just send the Knicks home and have the Cavs stay in the hotel, you put them both on an airplane and you fly them to Cleveland.
Ah, why? What's the point?
We got disposable income.
Right.
Let's just do it.
Well, you know, we've worked really hard with this idea of having, back-to-backs and that stuff to minimize the amount of travel our guys go through. Hey, you're in New York. Well, come back to Cleveland.
You're both in New York. Let's fly to Cleveland to play. But that's okay. That's the way that goes. This should be something. And tell me, Dano, I don't think you can get too excited about the outcome of any regular season game ever. If you're thinking playoffs and everything else. And I say that with this in mind. Cavaliers go into this game with 5 straight wins. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. The loss in that stretch was a bad loss to the Boston Celtics. So are you going to freak out because the Boston Celtics beat you? No, you've won 9 of 10 games. But it was the Celtics, and that was a good challenge. This has been a phenomenal stretch for the Cavs. The Knicks have won 3 straight games, 5 of their last 6. They're playing really, really well. You want to make it even more? They've won, 10 out of their last 12 games. So they're a hot basketball team coming in, 10 of 12. Cavs have won 9 of 10. This could be good. We know the playoff history here. We know the way the Knicks play. If the Cavs lose to the Knicks tonight, oh my gosh, they're doomed. No, that's not the case. But boy, it'll be fun to watch.
Right. I love having these regular season litmus tests.
Do you?
Because, oh my gosh, yes. Because I feel like the guys themselves also get up when it's time for a big game. You know, like there's something to be said. Like, I know, you know, we like to think that these guys are playing at 100% every single night, but we know there's a difference between Tuesday night against the Pelicans and Friday night against the Knicks. Like, there's something different about it, especially when it becomes one of these litmus tests that you can use to go, all right, can we hang? Do we belong? And I say that also backing up the idea that I always love in playoff series when you'll hear the analysts go, well, you know, this team was 4-2 in regular season matchups. And we all go, that doesn't matter. But like, in the moment, you're kind of like, okay, this matters. This is a big deal. I love these games. I love these litmus tests. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, I like watching them. I don't put a ton of emphasis on the outcome. Maybe I should, but I don't. And I don't for this reason. Okay, good game. You lost to a good team, fine. If you see them in the playoffs, it's a completely different beast. So though I like watching the regular season matchup and I pay attention to it and I think, okay, you can learn something from this, but I don't think it means a ton when you get to when you get to the playoffs. Remember one year, and it might have been the year of the shot, that the Cavaliers just absolutely dominated the Chicago Bulls. And then they get to the playoffs, and boom, you get smoked. So I don't put a ton of credibility into that. This is the second meeting against the New York Knicks this year, and of four. So they play tonight, and then they have to play again. They play each other twice in April. That might be a little more telling, but not even then, because it's a different beast once you get to the playoffs, mainly because, not that the guys play differently, I think it's the preparation is different because you're focusing on one team and then one team again and the same team again and the same team again. It's a different type of basketball knowing that you're going to play that same team at least four times.
Do you put anything into the how? Like, and by that I mean, do you put anything when you watch these kind of big games into, okay, inside of this 5-minute stretch, the Cavaliers tried X. Like for an example, the Cavaliers decided to put Jared Allen on Karl-Anthony Towns, and it seemed to give Karl-Anthony Towns a little bit more work, and it seemed to make him work a little bit harder. Or in the last 2 minutes, DeAndre Hunter, they switch him onto Jalen Brunson, and he seemed to really make Brunson have to work for a shot. Do you look at that in the same light? Because that's the stuff that I'm always looking for inside of these, where yes, maybe not full-blown end-of-score result, but those little matchups inside of a game, I'm always got an eye on that stuff.
I do like that stuff. The one thing about this game tonight, and if you look at the Knicks for the playoffs, think playoff matchup again, and we've seen that before. I think they match up really well against the Cavs. And you might be able to flip that and say, you think the Cavs match up really well against the Knicks. But you know, they each have the 6'2 guard who's the guy. I think Donovan might be bigger than 6'2, but Brunson and Donovan, I think, are the guy, even though Brunson has the ball more often. Josh Hart is just a terrific all-around player who does a lot of things, and he's longer than Darius. Are you going to put Josh Hart on Donovan? Are you going to put Brunson on Darius? There are a lot of matchups you can do there.
That dude is a pain in the butt, and I mean that in the utmost complimentary fashion.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
It's the only way
he's got a great all-around basketball game.
The only way I could describe that.
He's got a great all-around game.
He is a pain in the, and you can add in the other word if you so desire.
You have Bridges, who I think is a terrific player, who they got from Brooklyn. And that's now a matchup. Okay, you got DeAndre Hunter and Mikal Bridges. That's tough. Is Evan Mobley your wild card here? Because a lot of the time he'll be going up against a smaller guy in OG Anunoby.
Yeah, but it's not a guy that you can play center field off of. That's the thing with this Knicks crunch time five.
Yeah.
Is there's really nobody that
and they play those guys like crazy.
Right.
You know?
you're not playing 4-on-5 on the offensive end. You know, it's not like, you know, how everybody used to say with Draymond, where you could kind of sag off of Draymond because you knew he wasn't going to shoot. So you very much could, like, you know, play that guy as a center field type of thing, or, yeah, or as a free safety, if you so desire that terminology. And, like, there's nobody on this Knicks team you can do that with. But the one thing I will say about the Cavs, and especially now, you can switch those big guys, and they'll hang. Like, they're going to – Jalen Brunson's going to have to work to get a shot. This isn't like, okay, we're going to switch, and then here comes the lumbering big guy up here on a pick and roll, and he's just going to get blown by, and you're going to hope for the best.
I the interesting matchup to me is the big guys inside, because Anunoby is a pretty big physical guy, mm-hmm, and when they go to the bench, Precious Achiuwa, and love the name Precious for a grown man who's 6'8", he's a pretty big, rugged guy as well. So where do you go with Mobley? Where do you go with, you know, with Jared Allen there? Because somebody's going to have to deal with Karl Anthony Towns. I would assume that somebody, I would assume it's Evan Mobley, and that Jared Allen's going to get the bigger, more physical guy. I would assume that only because Karl Anthony Towns goes out on the floor more, and I think you'd rather have Evan out on the floor more than you'd rather have Jared out on the floor. But they'll be all over the place guarding everybody all night, so that'll be a fun thing to watch. It's the second of four games against the Knicks. And again, I would think if you're the Cavs and you're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, if that happens, you're either going to see the Celtics there or you're going to see the Knicks there, right? It would be one or the other, depending on how this plays out. Right now, the Knicks are the fourth team, or in third place in the Eastern Conference. So if it stays that way and the teams advance like they're supposed to advance, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, you'd have the Celtics and the Knicks meeting each other, and not the, the two of them could not advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're 2-3, you get one of them in the Eastern Conference Finals, boy, not two.
Boy, get the popcorn machine going and get your feet up on that one. That would be some awesome, awesome basketball. I'm so in on that.
Could be, huh?
Also, on a total sidebar, do you know Precious Achiuwa? You know what his brother's name is?
I know his brother has a unique name as well.
God's Gift.
There it is.
God's Gift Achiuwa.
I wonder if he knows Equanimeous St. Brown.
Well, that's a see, now that's a little bit different because they're all Nigerian, so I think there's something to do with that. Like it's maybe a little bit more common, or maybe like a translation type of thing.
Precious
that's going
and God's
in there.
Gift.
The St. Brown thing. There was a piece that came out.
His dad's name was what? John Brown.
John Brown. He was a boxer, and he hated how plain
boring
his name was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he thought my kids aren't going to have boring names.
Nope.
So he added the Saint.
Yep.
And then came up with Equanimeous and Amon-Ra.
Yeah. Yeah. I give him credit. I mean, he wanted unique, and he
it's
got
kind of
unique.
Kind of fun,
and,
isn't it?
Boy, you know where those guys are at any given point. Not to mention, they are cool names. I got to admit.
Kind of fun. Cavs, Knicks, 7 o'clock tonight at the arena. Not the field house. Rocket Arena. Arena. Make sure. Arena. Don't say field house, people. No longer the field house. So that's one you're going to definitely want to watch tonight. New York Yankees. Grow those beards. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.